The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
A bunch of stuff came down in the Supreme Court today. Some of it good, some of it bad. To kind of boil it down, there's going to be a gay cake Supreme Court case that's coming up.
The cake is gay?
In October. The cake is actually gay.
It's a same-sex cake.
The cake, yes, the cake is definitely gay. We know
and
that
this,
to be true.
I would think this Baker case, even though it's the one in Colorado and not about the ones in Oregon, it would have to affect them too, right? You would think so. A Supreme Court ruling like that should change what they went through, because they had to wound up having to pay the couple. I think they paid them $137,000 to the state, and then the state gave it to the gay couple. Something to that effect.
I don't
effect.
Know if it would retroactively.
It should.
I mean, it sucks
it
for
sure
them, really.
It sure should.
But I would think it would at least affect everything going forward. Now, look, this is it has literally nothing to do with whether you, where you stand on issues like gay marriage or anything else. This is we all know that there are 100 examples of where this would not be put out. The Nazi cake is the easiest one. A Jewish baker would not be forced to make a Nazi cake. We all realize that. Now you say, why are you comparing gay people to Nazis? No, we're not. We're saying, should a person who is actually engaging in an art, okay, decorating a cake is absolutely an art, mm-hmm. an art form. Mm-hmm. If someone who is, and this is kind of how this case seemingly went forward in Colorado, which was I think he actually referred to himself as a cake artist. Okay, so if you're a painter, should someone be able to come to you and say, hey, you know what, I want a really pro Donald Trump or really pro Nazi cake. Can you make a painting
for me? They'd never make him do that.
They would never make an artist do this, ever. It would be insanity. It's just this one, like, for whatever reason, this one particular thing has wound its way through the courts. And because, I don't know, I mean, it really feels like there's nothing legal about these rulings. It's just all about, hey, our feelings are we should be really nice to gay people. Well, we should be really nice to gay people. We should. That's absolutely true. It's got nothing to do with the law, but it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. We should all be very nice to gay people, just like we should be nice to straight people and every other person you meet. With the exception of Jeffy, you should always be nice to everyone that you meet. The issue here is not about that. It's about the legality of it. And the legality is clear. You should not be forced to write a word that you don't want to write. Can you imagine if you go to an author and said, I would like to get a pro Donald Trump book, and you went to a liberal author, and they were like, and they were saying to themselves, well, no, you know what? I'm absolutely going
to.
Were
you about to comment on the breathing
was distracting.
One Jeff Fisher.
You're typing.
It wasn't.
It was you. It was you.
Okay.
We all know it was you. I could see you breathing. I could hear it. The point here is, let's say we go to Pat Gray. Pat Gray, a well-established author, has a huge following on Facebook, where he posts 3, 4, 5 times a day lengthy essays on Facebook.
That's not much of a stretch to think of me that way, because I'm so diligent.
Yeah, you are so diligent. But I mean, Pat, you're an author. You've been a co-author on New York Times best-selling books. If I came to you right now and said, you know what, I want to commission a book about Nancy Pelosi. I need you to write some words about how great she is and how wonderful she is. Of course you'd say no to that, because it's not in... forget even the religious part of this. Mm-hmm. You should not be forced to do anything writing that you don't want to do. And you might say, well, what about a black person wants that? Well, you know what? It's the issue here is the actual expression of art. Okay, you should not have to be forced to be commissioned to perform art that you don't want to do. That's a very clear First Amendment case, and that's what they're trying to do here. And it's that argument, First Amendment case, religious freedom is also involved in that case. On the other side is we should be nice to gay people. Which we should absolutely be nice to gay people. It's just not a legal argument. It's what's happening here are not even legal arguments anymore. And you know, if we can go down these roads a million different ways, and we have. The issue here, I guess, is what's interesting from our perspective is, A, what's Gorsuch going to do? I think that's an interesting part of this. Here's a guy who's new. All indications are from this first day he's going to be very good. I mean, his first day was, this first batch of rulings was very positive. Mm-hmm. For if you're a Trump supporter, if you were a Trump voter, and a lot of people we know in this audience were like, all right, I hate Trump, but I had to vote for him because of the Supreme Court. The early indications are very positive. Obviously, we liked Gorsuch quite a bit before he was named, so, I mean, you kind of know where we stand on that. So take that into account as you take our reviews. But everything so far seemed to be not only to the right of, Roberts and Kennedy, but to the right of maybe even Alito, putting him kind of in that Clarence Thomas sort of mold. If that stands up, I'm going to be thrilled. I'm going to be absolutely thrilled. So that is one part of this. The next part of it is, this is a case that's obviously been really divisive overall for, the last couple years. And to get this finally sorted out, can you be forced to do an artistic expression that you don't want to do? I mean, I think you could even have a better case for a wedding venue, for example. Like, I think there's a better argument to be made against someone who hosts. I have a wedding venue. I host weddings, and someone comes, and this is essentially their off-the-shelf purchase, right? The off-the-shelf purchase of a wedding venue is a wedding, where an off-the-shelf purchase for a baker is,
like, you get a cupcake.
Get a cupcake that's pastry. just in the display.
And
case.
As far as we know, none of these Christian bakers have denied that to any gay person.
So you might have a better case on the wedding venue thing. At least there's an argument there. But there's no argument here. This is absolutely absurd. The point here, and I understand it might be frustrating. You might not like it. You might think it's unfair. All those things may very well be true. However, there is a law and there is a constitution, and we here in this country allow for people who we don't like. We allow for the Jeffies of the world to run around and say things that they say and do things that they do and wear shirts that they wear. That is that's part of the country. I actually really like the shirt. I don't know why I'm making it. It's because it's colorful and you don't usually do the color thing, but it's actually a very nice shirt. The point being, but if you don't like the shirt, if you don't like Jeffy's shirt, you're able to say that. Pat doesn't like
it. I don't like it.
You're able to say that, though.
Yeah. Right? Yes, I am.
And that is the point here, is that if there are things in this country that are distasteful that are allowed, mm-hmm. There are other places. Like, for example, in North Korea, you get killed for taking posters off of walls. If you want that world,
first.
You can have it.
Tortured relentlessly first.
Yes, first. And then you go into a coma.
It's
and then
a side benefit.
Die. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I just don't. We seem to want a world in which the government tells us, every opinion that's okay, and the other ones that aren't. If we find this one to be distasteful, you're not allowed to hold it. And look, that's just not the country we have. We may have it someday. I honestly, you look at some of the polling on some of these things, it may come a lot faster than we realize. As Glenn has pointed out many times, you may wake up one day and not recognize your country. I mean, it seems to happen pretty much every day that we wake up, we don't recognize our country from the previous day. It is going that fast.